Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Mort, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Mort 650 Legal Shield Conference Call. It's an exciting time in Legal Shield. The Believers and Achievers Conference this week in Vegas and in Orlando. I'm looking forward to seeing many of our Mort 650 associates at these events. I know I'll be in, myself and Deb will be in Las Vegas. I know there's a bunch of you guys going to be in Orlando, too, but what an exciting time to be able to come together and really learn a lot and get really energized to close out the year strong. Would like to recommend you guys to take full advantage of the 60 and 60 promotion that is still going on. And remember, it's not too late to go ahead and close the month out strong. If you just need one more Performance Club point or couple for that matter, we can process business all the way up through midnight. So continue to submit those applications and those new associates online, and we've got a really exciting contest we're going to announce to you guys tonight. So with all that being said, we're going to jump right into things tonight and go straight out to the panel to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, 6-year-8 partner. But more importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're excited to announce a new More Success Team contest. We'll be giving away 4 brand new mini iPads, one each week during the month of October. And the contest actually begins tomorrow, and for every new recruit with a membership, you will get your name entered into a drawing. That's it. It's very simple. So promote this to your teams, and each week we'll be announcing the winner on our Monday night More Success Team call. Talk about the contest, his recent New Mexico event, and this weekend's Believers and Achievers event in Orlando. I want to quickly go to Virginia, to Regional Vice President and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on? Do we have Jeff Hughes? Is he not in speaker mode? All right. I know he came on the call. I guess he's not in speaker mode. So I guess we'll come back to him later in the call. So to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 executive director, who continues to lead our team after 29 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy, and I'm excited to be on tonight. And before I even introduce this speaker, I want to say next Monday night, for our group call will be Mr. Jimmy Parrish. I'm telling you, they just moved up another slot in production of the whole year of the company, so you want to be sure and be on there. And then the second one is nobody their own Jeff Hughes. So next Monday night is going to be another exciting call as well as tonight. But you know, Randy, this young man that I'm fixing to introduce is really an up-and-coming rising star, so to speak, on our team. He's fastly becoming an outstanding leader. You know, he's just great at just about anything he does. But, you know, I can't hardly talk. He was in the very first top recruiters in Legal Shield 212, number one on our team recruiters. He's in the top 10 in the nation so far this year, expecting to be moving up in that 6-figure ringer, multiple top retention awards winner. And I tell you what, tonight he's going to talk about building a business, not a hobby. And I tell you what, it's an honor and a privilege to introduce to you tonight Mr. Alex Gardner.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. And I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I just can't say enough about, you know, how much I appreciate the example that you just paved in the way over the years, just all the way even from your work ethic. I mean, I thought I was a hard worker until I met Linda, and Linda just said, oh, you haven't seen anything unless you've seen Kenneth and Wilburn out in the field. So I just appreciate everything you've done, just your leadership, your work ethic, and everything paving the way over the years.
Well, we thank you, Alex, and we appreciate you very much. I just appreciate your ethics. I appreciate your strong desire to be ahead and just not talk it but walk it. So it's your show. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to spend some time going through in my story of how I got started tonight. While I go over my story, I'm going to throw in some tips that I've learned along the way that really helped me treat this business more like a business than just a hobby or something that you do on the side. And for those of you who don't know me, my background consists of a variety of sales and marketing, almost entirely as an independent contractor. And outside of running marketing department of a minor league sports team during grad school. I think everything else I've done has been on a 1099 basis. So you can probably tell independence has been very important to me. And so how it all started for me was a good friend I'd known my whole life called me out of the blue and approached me about Legal Shield. And I was busy at the time with other projects and really wasn't looking for an opportunity. But I trusted him 100%, so I knew he was telling the truth. You know, he spent most of his time mentoring kids in the community and with a church and was not a money-motivated or really entrepreneurial type. So that's a tip for all of you today is people don't just do business with business-savvy people. However, I think it's very true that people do business with people they like, people they know, and people they trust. And he was very excited that he was, you know, making great supplemental income with Legal Shield in a short period of time. However, the little he had told me really didn't have me that interested, to tell you the truth. I had never heard of Legal Shield. I didn't really understand the value or the concept. And I hadn't really used an attorney much to speak of. You know, the business law class I took during school was actually my least favorite. But I was intrigued that someone that I liked, someone I knew well and trusted, was this excited about a business and was having some success. So several weeks went by where he would call me maybe once a week, leave me a voicemail with just kind of an update on his success, kind of the keeping you informed that you hear about. And he finally got me on the phone again one day, and I happened to be sitting at my computer. And I said, okay, John, where do I go to sign up, and what's it going to cost me? And he said, it's $249 plus $26 a month for your membership, $36 the first month, and $19.95 a month for a website. And he walked me through the sign-up, and I went back to my day. And, you know, I was very focused on my other work, and several months went by. So, in essence, I basically signed up to get him off my back. Then after several months, things settled down for me a bit, and I took a closer look at my bank statement and was seeing the $26 a month, the $19.95. I remember the $249 I had invested and realized I needed to find out, you know, what was required to get that money back and earn some income with this opportunity. For any of you that have heard how Mark Seguin got started, I can definitely relate to that. So I took out the kit that had been collecting dust and made a call and found out my friend seemed to already have disengaged from the business. We've all probably experienced that. So I believe I called into the company and I was informed that I hadn't passed our qualified, which I had no idea what that even was. And so after five sales, I would advance to the next level and have my initial investment back. So I began plugging into the local business briefings and made an effort to bring people with me when I could. And like many people, you know, my mother was my first sale. And the local trainings taught to invite people, you know, over to your home and play the videotapes of the membership as well as the opportunity. And so I did a couple private business receptions, recruited a couple people to start my team. And back then, when you didn't fast start qualified, you got paid monthly as earned over a 12-month period on your first three sales. So I was writing business, but it wasn't enough to cut a check due to the being paid as earned on the first three, which I believe was maybe $150 back then. So then I wrote my fourth piece of business, which would have normally been paid in advance and enough for a paycheck, but it happened to be a reinstatement of someone who had been a member within the past so many years. So it paid as earned. That one as well, plus I think a $30 reinstatement bonus. Still not quite enough to cut a paycheck. So at that point, I almost quit. I called my friend who had introduced me, expressed my frustration, and he felt very badly, apologized for not informing me about, you know, the importance of fast start qualifying. He was, you know, new in the business also when he had told me about it. But I decided to write one more and see that first check, which I did. You know, I was determined to at least get my startup costs back. And at that point, I wasn't spending much time on the business, but I was committed to attend the weekly business briefing, you know, whether or not I had guests. I did have guests many weeks and did what I would say was sporadic presentations, you know, in between for the first several months. But then I actually had an unfortunate event. I broke my collarbone while I was, you know, making a diving catch in a weekend softball tournament. And all of a sudden, my weekends opened up for other things that I couldn't do, you know, physical activity. So that next weekend, I had plans, but I couldn't do because of the injury. So I ended up being able to attend a major regional event that happened to be taking place. It was my first big event, and my eyes really opened up to what I really had a hold of. And I immediately began taking the business more seriously. And the main speaker that weekend was a very successful entrepreneur, and he asked us what ended up being a very profound question to me. He said, let me ask you a question. rather than putting in 40-plus hours a week for 40-plus years, you know, in corporate America, the traditional path, you know, watching your weekly TV shows, you know, living for the weekend, would you be willing to get laser-focused about this business for 5 years? Maybe do without some of your favorite TV shows or ball games or concerts or, you know, social events or trips. And you could spend that time building a solid foundation on this business so you would never have to work a job again and would eventually have the freedom to do all the things that you wanted to do in life, be able to work your business around what you wanted to do, you know, in life. Even if it took 10 years, you know, would it be worth it to you? And I can remember that question at that event like it was yesterday. And it became a defining moment in my life, in my career. So let me ask you a question. You know, do you think I'm glad I went to that event? And remember, it was only because I had broken my collarbone that I was even able to consider attending that event because that day opened up. So after that event, I stepped up my involvement. I began attending all the business briefings and trainings held in my region, as well as conference calls and monthly Super Saturdays that were normally held, you know, probably 150 miles away. And no matter how many guests or team I had on calls or in meetings or in trainings, I always wished I had more. You know, I realized that the way to build a big business was not just for me to be on the calls and in the trainings, but as a team builder, to have a growing team receiving the information and getting trained at the same time that I was. So it wasn't just me taking the information, trying to tell them what I learned or what I heard, but actually us all hearing it and learning it at the same time. And that's what drove me each day, to make calls to prospects and team members every chance I had throughout the week. Every time I was in a meeting, on a training, or on a call, I would wish I had more people there. I would even make a list of people. I remember, you know, I was focused, I was paying attention, but off to the side, I would continue to think of people. Man, I wish this person was there. I wish, you know, I need to get this person there next time. And would envision in the future having most of the room filled with members of my team. And so I was now serious about my business, and I realized I could be most effective quickly growing my business by going through people I already knew, you know, already liked me and already trusted me. There it is again, you know like, and trust. That's a big clue today, is that that's how, you know, relationships are built and things happen. So everywhere I went, I always had a notepad with me. That's another tip for you today. You know, I would remember more and more people that I knew that seemed to randomly pop into my head at just totally random times, whether I was in a car, I would write it down at a stoplight or, you know, somewhere where I could, you know, in a meeting, if I was traveling somewhere, you know, relaxing at home, I would even put it on my nightstand. And I always had something to jot down a name of someone to add to my, what has really turned into a never-ending contact list. So, you know, starting out part-time, like a lot of you probably on the line, every spare minute I could carve out of my day, I took advantage for my Shield business. So what would normally be maybe listening to the radio or, you know, doing things on a lunch break, I would go and I remember getting Subway and sitting in my car some days when I worked out of an office, and I would be making calls, you know, in between taking bites of my sandwich. You know, either so I was always either in front of someone presenting or contacting people to set appointments or invite to an event. That's how I spent every minute I could carve out. I took full advantage of that. So now that I was, so I know that you can get a lot done in this business part-time. I mean, sometimes I think I got more done part-time than after I went full-time because I was so focused on taking advantage of every minute. So now I was, you know, committed to the business long-term. I also decided to send out an announcement letter to everyone that I knew with my name. It was very simple. It was kind of like putting my open for business sign. It was just kind of like on an announcement card. It was just very simple, just a one or two, you know, a couple lines. And really planting a seed with everyone that knew me that this is what I'm doing. And starting to position myself as the go-to person in my area and within my circle of people that I knew. And now looking back, you know, that announcement, you know, that I came up with wasn't very good. It wasn't very clear about what I was doing. You know, some just saw the word legal and assumed I had become, you know, some type of attorney because I didn't really give much information or where they could go to watch a video or get more information like we do these days. But it gave me something to follow up on. And it was official. And I did another mailing that I remember when the identity theft came out years later. But another key moment during my first year was attending an annual convention, a national conference, which greatly expanded my view of the big picture and dramatically improve my understanding of the company mission, you know, protecting people's rights and equal justice for all, that I wouldn't have ever gotten without going to that big event. And during one of the segments, I remember a trainer asked us to stand up and commit to ourselves if we were willing to do either 25 or 50 one-on-one presentations over the following 30 days coming out of convention. Because he knew that you needed to stretch yourself in the importance of really launching your business to take it where you want to go. And realistically, I probably should have only committed to, you know, one presentation a day or 25, you know, with my schedule and prior commitments. But even though I had limited time to work my business, I felt I had been, you know, really up to this point, still kind of playing around and needed to get more serious about launching my business and ambitiously committed to doing 50 presentations over the next 30 days following convention. And the interesting thing is, you know, one thing about me, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And 30 days later, the end result was I ended up with 51 presentations, one-on-one presentations, and 26 of those came on as members. And during that first year, you know, I not only went director the hard way, which I think back then I believe was 39 people, perfectly structured in your team, but I also helped three people do the same thing to go director, and I qualified for executive director in my 11th month. And, you know, I really enjoyed working the business part-time, but now I was really beginning to see that this had career potential. And during this time, you know, I had a pretty lucrative, flexible career that included, you know, quite a few perks and some variety. From fall to spring, I traveled the country doing marketing and promotional work in the International Auto Show circuit. Actually, I think the same company that Tony Petrillo had worked for. In spring to fall, I interviewed, hired, and trained and managed a team of advertising sales reps throughout the Midwest and Southwest regions for international advertising sales company that I'd been a rep for in the past. And when I told friends and family I was considering walking away from that to focus on a legal shield, of course they thought I was crazy. You know, they knew that I had what people thought was, you know, pretty fortunate position. You know, looking back at that again, another tip today is I only had that position and that opportunity because of someone I knew. You know, I wasn't really qualified to do that, but it was someone I knew, a good friend of mine, you know, introduced me and kind of put the word in for that position. So again, it's all about who you know, who likes you, who trusts you. That's what's going to make your business go. But even though I had many of the elements I was looking for, you know, with a strong income, as I looked down the road, I couldn't see myself doing the same thing, you know, for the next 10 or 20 years. It just wasn't, there were some things missing. I really wanted to find work that I was passionate about. You know, I wanted something with purpose that if I was going to spend, you know, at least half of every day working, you know, I wanted to find something that was not only paying my bills, but also something I truly believed in. And many people I knew that were making a lot of money weren't necessarily doing it, you know, for the greater good of humanity, more just something they did to pay the bills. It was just a job, right? And many people I knew that were actually doing what they believed in and were passionate about weren't always paid very well for their efforts. I really I was determined to find someone with both, and I'm so thankful that I did with Legal Shield. And, you know, once I became serious about the business, an interesting thing happened. You know, it's amazing how the people around me started taking me seriously when I would talk to them about it, because they could tell how high my belief level was and how committed I was to what I was doing. So, you know, in closing, I'd say a few key things that I learned along the way is, number one, make a long-term commitment to build the business. Yeah, you know, I've heard different people say different things. You know, I know Frank Mulcahy, I think, said he committed to 1,000 days. Whatever your thing is, and of course, by going to Las Vegas or Orlando, an event like that, you know, you can make you can see the big picture. Whatever you need to do to make a long-term commitment. And number two, make the people around you aware of what you're doing. You know, I really like this. This 21st century marketing, because it's letting a lot of people know about what you do, building a big pipeline, and then slowly following up with each of them and taking them through, you know, having a big group of people, not just focusing on a small group, but a big group of people that over time are going to, you know, all become members and or give you referrals. So make people aware of what you're doing, and that comes with, you know, really making that commitment and planting your flag, knowing that you're going to do it long term. And then the third thing I learned along the way that I haven't really, you know, mentioned tonight was something in more recent years, is rather than, focusing on a pin level, which back then most of us, that's what we were doing, is I really like the five stages of growth that the company has brought in. There's an article actually in the Connections magazine, I believe from this month, looks like page, what is it, 18 and 19. So if you're not familiar with that, you know, in phase one, really the first one is to fast start qualify. And of course that's a big perk to do that. But, you know, of course I didn't fast start qualify and I'm still here today. And so the great thing is even if some of you on the line were like I was and your fast start period's already gone, you can still go to phase two, which is performance about qualify. You know, and I like how it's set up now that if someone fast start qualifies in their first calendar month, they're also performance club qualifying. And so the great thing about the stages is if you just focus on the stages, the pin levels and the income will come, and it won't just come, but it'll stay there because you're building a solid, consistently producing business. And so I really wish that – I'm so glad they brought this in because I wish it was there when I was starting that I could just focus on the stage, which would be, you know, if you're not in performance club right now, all you need to focus on is getting in performance club consistently. That's all you need to focus on, you know, which is, you know, two associates a month with a membership, right, which would be 6 points, or, you know, five memberships a month or a combination would be three memberships with one of those becoming an associate. So just the 5 points a month at least will get you in the performance club. And then stage three is power 20 qualifying, okay? And some people I talk to think it's just magic that they're just going to all of a sudden get over 20 sales in their team 1 month, but really it comes from the consistency. It comes from having performance club qualifiers. You'll get people that do one or two or three, but really what you want to focus on, what you're building your business on, is the cornerstones or the pillars in your business are the performance club qualifiers. So find people that if you want to go power 20 and you don't want to do it all yourself, then find people that really want to get the car bonus coming in every month, that want to go on the trips with you every year, and not that just talk about it and say they want it or they're interested in doing it, but they're actually doing it. They're taking the action to go into that stage, which is performance club qualifying. And once you have four people or so in there along with yourself, then you're basically a solid power 20. Again, it's not just hitting it one time like you would a pin level, but that's what gets your consistency going. And then you don't even worry about executive director until you're consistently a power 20. So I just love how the stages, if you just focus on the stages, everything else will take care of itself. And you're not just building a business for people reaching to a point and then plateauing, but it's something that everybody's building a foundation that's just, you know, very consistent in building very solid over time. So I can't say enough is focusing on the stages rather than the pin level. But overall, I just encourage you to treat it like the high-powered business it is. You know, be persistent. Give it time to develop. I call it patient persistence. You know, while you cultivate the relationships and trust with the people around you and in your community, and you will, over time, you will reap that harvest, which is, you know, why you really want to get to Las Vegas or Orlando, because you want to learn the techniques and the mindset behind that 21st century marketing, which I totally agree with. So, Ken or Randy, that's what I have to share tonight. Unless there's any questions, I can turn it over to you to get on with the call.
Excellent job, Alex. Randy, you have any questions, Jeremy?
I don't really have any questions. We may have some other people on the phone call. If you don't mind, Alex, might want to ask you a question. Would that be okay?
Sure, that'd be fine.
All right, let's try Tony Barkley down in South Carolina. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, listen, first of all, I appreciate you, Mr. Gardner, for obviously dropping some nuggets. I'm sure everyone was taking notes. At least I hope they were. I definitely was. You know, there's no question that recruiting is the main thing from the standpoint of building. So I just want to thank you, not so much a question, but thanks and a comment on that. The other thing, Mr. Moore, Kenneth Moore, the whole Moore family, wow, what a great incentive you have on the table with this iPad. And, again, going back to recruiting, all the goodies go to the recruiters and network marketing, and there's no question this incentive will help us do that. So not so much of a question, but more of a comment. Job well done, Mr. Gardner. We appreciate you and the Moore family both. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Barkley. Let's go to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to Executive Director, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Alex, I appreciate your testimony, your work ethic, and what you're doing. I think I'm impressed with the fact that you were that real with your story in terms of how many people that maybe don't qualify and get a little discouraged, whatever, but you had good business sense. You were there, you were determined to get your money back and do that. But then when you saw what it really was, when you saw that big picture, and that's why it's important that we, you know, get to the events. And I look back and think of how many people have quit before maybe they've seen the bigger picture and that. But your persistent, consistent effort and treating it like a business, and I just appreciate what your comments from tonight and respect you and what you've done, and certainly appreciate your leadership as a young man that is definitely growing a serious business. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Peterman. You and Gene, I just respect the heck out of you guys, and and you've done what they said. You know what the gentleman that was a speaker at the big event I went to is putting your head down for 5 or 10 years and building a solid business. And what you've done, I respect big time, is built up a book of business that's paying you, thousands and thousands of dollars a month, whether or not you're submitting any new business. And that's what the promise is you build it. You build it strong. You build it right. You build it with good retention. And you have that, that strong renewal income coming in. So I appreciate that.
Thanks, sir.
Alex, this is Randy. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and Linda and all the hard work you put into this business. I know for a fact just how hard you guys work and what you mean to the team. So I just wanted you to know that we really do appreciate your efforts, and we look forward to seeing you guys out in Vegas.
Thanks, Randy. That means a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now I think we've got Mr. Jeff Hughes, one of the Millionaire Club members on the More Success team. Jeff, did you make it back on?
I am. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. I know you wanted to talk about the new More Success Team contest, and, of course, you had a recent trip to New Mexico, and you're going to be at the Believers and Achievers event out in Orlando. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So thank you. First off, the contest is awesome. If those that got on late or maybe didn't catch the rules are very simple. Recruit a person who buys a membership, and this is a new associate who buys a new membership. You're in the contest, and each week the Moors are going to draw a name out of the More Success team of those people that have done that activity, which is recruit one, sell one, and you will be in a drawing to win a free iPad mini, which I want. I told Randy I'm in. I would love to win that. That'd be awesome. So, and we'll also take an opportunity to really spotlight the team that produced the associate that won the iPad as well. So there'd be an opportunity to get a lot of recognition in front of the whole team as well. So I would encourage everybody to focus on recruiting in this month. It's all about recruiting one person a week in the month of October, which would be awesome. I did go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Rex Legale, who is my upline, of course, a leader on the More Success team, was recently appointed as the regional vice president over New Mexico. And when he got appointed, I called him and said, love to come out and help you guys. And he very graciously invited me and flew me out there. And I did a series of events. I did the Thursday night business briefing. I did a Friday recruiting lunch, which were both very well attended. Lots of guests at both events. We signed people up at both events. And then Friday night, they had a leadership dinner at a barbecue restaurant, which was terrific. We had a kind of a mastermind of all the leaders in the marketplace. It's really neat how they lead. They've got a committee that really leads the state. They all work together. It's not, Rex is not the emperor of the state. He works collaboratively with the other leaders, the other stakeholders in the marketplace. Had a great meeting, made some decisions on that, and we kind of had I don't know what you call it, a cocktail hour. We just kind of had hors d'oeuvres and got a chance to socialize. Then we had all the performance club players or performance club members, qualifiers in the state came and had dinner together that night. Then we did Super Saturday on Saturday. It was just excellent. The whole weekend was terrific. And they had associates that came all the way in from West Texas. So we had people on the Moore team from Lubbock and all of us in New Mexico, and it was really great. Just very well done, very classy, They're working together very, very well in New Mexico, so hats off to them. I expect to see great things. I told Randy Moore today that I'm going to start recruiting in New Mexico, and I put the word out to anybody on the Moore team. Start asking, looking over your contact list. If you know somebody in New Mexico, and if you know somebody who knows somebody in New Mexico, we need to expose them to the opportunity because it's a great market to build in. They'll take great care of our people. They're doing everything absolutely right in New Mexico. And then at the Believers and Achievers, just want to let everybody know that Cindy and I will be in Orlando. We're going to go to Orlando. A lot of our team is going out west, but we live on the East Coast, live in Virginia. So we'll be going to Orlando, and just let everybody know, on Saturday night we're going to go to Universal City Walk, I think it's called. It's kind of like Downtown Disney for Universal, and they have a family karaoke club that you can go to. It's like $7 a person, and we're going to go in there and just hang out and have a good time. And we'll put that information up on, where would we put it? I'll put it up on Team Renew. And if I can find some other websites as well, I'll give it to Bill Gart in Fort Worth. He'll put it up as well. But if you look up on it's just about 2 miles from the hotel there. That's where they're going to be. That's where the Orlando City Walk is. And there's only one club that has karaoke and only one club that families are invited. Everything else is more of adult-oriented. So anyway, those are my three things, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call and look forward to seeing everybody in Florida. Bye-bye.
Well, Mr. Hughes, we appreciate you contributing tonight. And Mr. Gardner, you did an outstanding job. We appreciate you being on. And, of course, Jeff, next Monday night, you will actually be the special guest speaker. So if you've never heard Mr. Jeff Hughes' story, he's just an excellent trainer. He'll do an outstanding job. Make sure and get your people on that. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, what an outstanding call tonight. I want to thank everybody for participating. I want to say one more time, like you said, Jeff and Jimmy Parrish will be on next Monday night. Get out. Let's start recruiting. Somebody's going to get those mini iPads, so it might as well be you. At least give it a shot. Let's do this, folks. Let's pray for Shirley Stonecipher tonight because her sister died 3 months ago today, and today another sister died. So 3 months apart, both her sisters died. She does have one more sister, but it's a sad time for her. Harlan been sick and everything. So if y'all would remember to pray for the Stonecipher family, I would certainly appreciate it. And also Millie Baker and her daughter, because her daughter is down to 58 pounds now. Very sad situation, but God is able. And we want to keep putting God first, putting her family second, putting Legalsville third. Thank you for being such a wonderful family. Each of you is dear to our hearts. We ask God's blessing upon you. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.